Welcome to Nini at Night, where sex is no longer a dirty word, where I plan to educate you, stimulate you, and take you places that you've never been before. Welcome to my world.
And this is my special podcast edition. I thought that I'd step away from the webcast, which I still do, but I just thought that I'd step away from the webcast and give you all a perspective of me, just me, from my point of view. Because oftentimes when we have people around, we have to listen to everyone's perspective and talk about it. So I thought that I'd just give you my full, uninterrupted perspective on a lot of things. One of the main things that I want to talk about is the last episode I did of Nini at Night was questions that women want answered from men. So I had women ask questions and men gave us answers. It was hard because I didn't interrupt them not one bit. I let them answer the question amongst each other and I didn't stop them. So you know how hard that is for me because I am a very opinionated person. So, with this episode, it was definitely hard. It was definitely different, but it was definitely a great episode. I had a panel of guys that are great. They're all different. They all think different, and they gave us different perspectives. So, some of the questions that were asked, they said were silly, and which some of them I could laugh at, but you know, they always say no question is a stupid question, and apparently women are asking these questions because it's happening to them. You can always think you're talking to a different type of guy or whatever. But hindsight, he just may be the same. Or he may do some of the same things as everyone else. I'm not saying every guy is the same. I'm just saying that even if you switch it up, sometimes you still get the same results. I'm not going to always say it always works the other way around. But some of the questions were, why do guys hide their emotions? Or why don't guys show their emotions? So just from listening to a lot of guys, they don't show their emotions because of society. Because society said that men can't be sensitive. Society said that men can't have emotions. Society says no. You're a crybaby. Why would you do that? You're a man. Man up. What are you showing emotions for? Why are you doing this? But I think that men have the wrong idea of what society is saying. When you're with someone, you definitely want to show them emotions. You definitely want to show her that you love her. Show her that you care. Show her that it's an unconditional love. You have to express emotions with the woman that you're with because women are a lot of times run off of these emotions. And without you showing her these emotions, then where are we going to get to? We aren't going to get anywhere. And without the emotion shown, it hurts women. Women question whether he really cares. Women question whether he's the one for them. So fellas, start opening up a little bit more with your woman. I'm not saying you have to be completely vulnerable with the world, but with that person, be vulnerable with them. Because if we're not vulnerable, then we're hiding. If we're not vulnerable, then we're not being ourselves. We have to be able to open up and be vulnerable with our partners that we're choosing to love. We have to show them that you love them. Crying is okay because if you're hurt. Because here's the thing, if you don't release these emotions, they come out the wrong way. And a lot of times they come out through anger. Or you end up depressed or other things. You have to let these emotions go. And you have to let these women know that you have these emotions. Because we are emotional creatures. Contrary to most of us say, we're not. Women are emotional creatures. Humans are emotional creatures. We are all built on emotions. So let those emotions go. Quit worrying about what society thinks. Don't think that we worry about society, we will never be able to be our true selves. So that was one of the questions that we had. Another one of the questions was, why do men cheat? And I love that question because, I mean, why do people cheat anyway? You can literally give a man everything and he'll still cheat. It's because that's a man that is not ready to settle down. That's a man who is selfish. I would say, or he's a man that should be free. Man, not even be selfish, but he should be free. If you are with someone and you all agree to be with each other, it's selfish of you to just go cheat on that person. Period. Point blank. Be in an open relationship. Find somebody who's open, or poly relationship. Find somebody who's willing to deal with that. There is women who are out here who may want you to have multiple partners, who like women too. But cheating is played out. Like, it's so many secrets you have to hide, so many things you have to hide, so many things you have to go through. Men cheat just because they can. There's sometimes there's something is missing in the relationship. Communication. They don't communicate that. And if there's something missing in the relationship, rather than just walking away or trying to fix it, they cheat. That's stupid. Just walk away. Or try to fix it first. If it can't be fixed, then walk away. What's the purpose of holding on to someone so that you can go out here and hurt someone else too? You're just hurting two women, because, I mean, some women can just fuck you and leave. But a lot of women can't just fuck you and leave. They're fucking you and they're becoming attached to you and their souls are being tied to you. And now you're hurting more than one person. But some men just cheat because they can. Because they want to. Because they see a big booty at titties, whatever. They cheat just because they can. You can be the perfect woman, but guess what? If he wants to cheat, he's going to cheat. You just have to find a man that is not going to do that cheating. So that was one of the other questions I had. A lot of questions were hard to answer, because a lot of the guys I had on my show, the guys that I do bring, I wouldn't say they're douchebags. I would say they're definitely great men. So some of the questions were hard to answer for them, because of the type of man that they are. When I say these men are these type of men, it's because I know these men. I've had conversations with each of them individually. Of course, my co-host is married. And then the other three guys are single guys. But I've had enough conversations with them. I've talked to them, been around them to know that what type of man they are, what caliber of human being they are. And so some of the questions were hard for them to answer because of the caliber man they are. And so basically some of the questions weren't going to get answered that way. I wish I could have had a guy on there that has done some of the things that women are asking. Some of the questions were very funny. Where do men come from? What planet do men come from? That was a joke question, but you know, they say women are from Venus and men are from Mars. I mean, hey. Maybe we truly are from two different planets. You never know, because a lot of times our thinking is completely different. I'm trying to think of some more of the questions, because I don't have them written down in front of me at this second. So I'm trying to think of some more of the questions that were asked. As a matter of fact, while I'm sitting here, I can go ahead and go to my page, since I did ask these questions on Facebook. And see what some of the questions were, because I think women really want to know these answers, because somebody's done these things to them. Contrary to how silly we think they are, or how crazy we think these questions are, some women really want these answers. And I think that's great that even the man took the time out to ask these questions. Let me see here. Just give me a second here. I'm just going through it to find out the rest of these questions that were asked, because they were some great, great questions. And it was definitely a good show. It was definitely good. Okay, so here we go. Here's some questions. Let me pull up to the top here so we can get to some of these questions that were asked. Okay, so why do men lie? Humans lie. People lie. Everybody lies. People lie because they can. People lie because they want to. People lie because they don't want people to know the truth about them, because truth is scary sometimes. Don't let people tell you they lie because they love you. They'll tell you the truth because they love you. The truth hurts. But I'd rather be hurt by the truth than comforted with a lie. Just tell me how it is, what it is. Stop lying. Open up and just be you. You never know. You can get some results. And if someone can accept your truth, then they're not meant for you, regardless of the situation. We already answered that question. Man, the women really wanted to know why men lied and cheat. The women really wanted to know. One of the questions were, why do they see you as competition? Why do they see females as competition? Meaning that, why is it that, say, when men and women have kids with each other, why is it that the father roots for the mother to lose? I think that in that case, when it comes to anyone in that situation, that's selfish as fuck. That is one of the most selfish things that a person can do, is want someone else to do bad. You all have kids in common, especially. Why would you root for them to lose when they're the parents of your kids? You want your kids to have two great parents. I don't care if you're all together or not. That's a selfish thing, and I have seen it happen. I've definitely seen it happen. And that's just selfish. That's just definitely selfish, and that's a prick. That isn't even a man. That's a prick. Why go ghost instead of just saying you're not interested? And honestly, the guys didn't answer this question, I don't think. But I think men go ghost and say they're not interested because they're assholes. They're jerks. And simply because they're probably scared of women and what women are going to say. I think that's rude. Just say you're not interested. You don't have to be interested in everyone, but I think it's definitely rude, because when you see that person, don't speak to me, motherfucker. I don't know you. It's happened. Yeah, it's happened to me before. You know, I got over it, but they try to speak to me and try to talk to me. No, we're not doing this again. Bye. Just let them know you're not interested. Just tell them. Like, that's just stupid. You'll be better off doing that than having a bunch of women out here mad at you for something. Why can't you keep your dick in your pants except to pee and please me? That question right there is funny to me, because the man didn't want to answer that one. But I honestly feel like, I mean, that's a good question. I mean, basically, I think they read into it wrong, but why you, it's cheating again. Keep your dick in your pants unless you gotta pee or please me. Why you gotta cheat for? Why you gotta pull out your dick for everybody else? Come on now. That's a legit question. One of them was, why does it take so long to get hard again? Because a lot of fellas don't know how to control their stamina. A lot of fellas don't have control of their dicks like they say they do. Don't let them fool you, because I know some guys who can get, who will go, they might take a smoke break, drink, come back, and we're at it again. It doesn't take long. You have to know your dick, fellas. Same as we have to know us, you have to know your dick. Or you just might not be made for two rounds. You might not have that kind of stamina. I mean, hey, what can we say? Why y'all say y'all only fuck with bad bitches and have a whole lot of ugly hoes? Because beauty's in the eye of the beholder. And yeah, I don't even know. Why cheat when they can't afford to leave the relationship? You can't afford to leave, for one. You need to step your game up. You slipping on your pimping if you can't afford to leave a relationship. That is horrible. Still lie. Why do they still lie after they're caught? Because their egos. Egos get in the way of a lot of things. Egos are going to ruin a lot of relationships. Ego is horrible. They want a loyal bitch, but don't know how to keep her. Well, let's say they want a loyal female. Bitches are for somebody else. Because when you get loyal, you know, when you're introduced to new things, you're scared. You don't know what to do with that. Simple. You don't really know. They don't really know what to do when they have something good. A lot of people are like that, and it's horrible. Why do men care when it's too late? Ego, pride, stupidity. I mean, these are all legit answers, you know. Some men don't really realize it, and honestly, some men just don't care until it's too late. That's human. That's just humans. Why do they think it's cute to have having a bunch of baby mamas? Probably because they just like to have sex and they don't know how to wrap it up. They know how. They don't care to. Why, you know? I don't know why you would nut in so many women. As long as you're taking care of your kids, I guess. Nut on, my brother. Nut on. Why don't they want to marry you but expect you to play the wife role, the role of a wife? See, this question here throws me, not throws me in a bad way, because a lot of people say you shouldn't play wifey roles if you're not married. That's kind of hard to say how to do that. I think that a man's going to marry you no matter what. Whether he likes you, if he loves you, he loves you, he's going to marry you. No matter what you do or don't do, he's going to marry you if he really loves you. So I think that question is subjective to the man that are going through that. If a man wants you to do all that and then he doesn't marry you and try to break up with you, he's selfish. Or he might have fell out of love with you. I mean, it could be a lot of options. It could be he's a jerk. You never really know. That's kind of hard to say because that's subjective to the man that you're actually talking about. Hold on, I'm just reading this. Why they want to be a man and can't handle man responsibilities. I think that's subjective too, because I don't, you know, I've heard of plenty of men say what a man's role is, and they're all different. You never know what a man's role is until you meet that man. I mean, we all have ideas of what we want our man to be, but some men completely think different. Like, some women are like, he has to pay all the bills and do this, and I'll cook, I'll clean, I'll buy the groceries, yada, yada, yada. Some men are like, hell no, we 50-50 in this life. I think it just depends on your definition of what that man is, honestly, you know? But I think that any man should be ready to step up to the plate and play that role. If he's not ready, he's a boy. He hasn't grown. He grew with age. He didn't grow with his personality. Why do they believe a date means fucking? I think that men believe a date means fucking. Some men, not all men, because, I mean, a lot of women fuck on dates. I mean, let's be realistic here. Women fuck on dates. I mean, there's no other way around it that women fuck on dates. I think that any man that believes that every woman's gonna fuck on a date is just, that's just stupid. Because everybody's different. You can't expect everyone to do the same thing as the last one. Don't have any expectations. I don't know why you would go on a date with expectations. Expectations get your feelings hurt. So if you think that you're going to get some and your dick is hard and she's not giving it up, then you getting blue balls. That's your fault. Stop thinking that unless it's initiated or something. Don't go on to anything with any expectations, because dating doesn't always mean fucking. If she's horny, it may mean that. But a lot of times it's not. Sometimes they just want to date you, get to know you, and see where your head is before they see where your head is, if that makes sense to you guys. I think that that's the same thing. This rolls into a whole different topic. That's the same thing. That when it comes to women saying the hoe has made it harder on relationships. No, the hoe has not made it harder on anything. The hoe that you all want to say is a hoe. I think a hoe is a stupid word. Because, I mean, it is what it is. But if we're going to use hoe, I think everyone should embrace their hoeism. If we're going to use it, they should embrace their hoeism. I call it sexually free. If you want to call her a hoe, do you. Fine, whatever. They didn't ruin anything. Any man that feels like just because that one woman over there has sex the way that she wants to and does what she wants, that another woman is going to do the same thing is just stupid. I think it's dumb for anybody to believe that anyone that they meet is going to do the same thing as someone else. Hoes didn't mess that up. Man just want to fuck. And they want to blame it on hoes making it easy. No, you just want to fuck. Don't blame it on someone making it easy. Because just because that one's easy doesn't mean that everyone's easy. And you should know that as a man, as a woman. Just because one man does it doesn't mean another man will. We should learn that as people, that we can't believe that everyone's the same. And so when it comes to that hoes mess up things or other women mess up things, no, they don't. They just live in their lives. You should live yours too. And maybe that man just wasn't meant for you. But we don't ever think about that maybe somebody just really wasn't meant for us. Well, the hoes messed it up. He thought I was going to fuck. Or maybe he just wasn't meant for you because he did want to fuck. Maybe he was just horny and he wanted to fuck. He could have been with you for the rest of your life. You don't know. We don't know. It's because he want to fuck on the first date doesn't mean that he doesn't like you. If she doesn't fuck you on the first date, doesn't mean she's not interested. I mean, this can go a thousand ways. I think we read into what other people are doing a little too much when it comes to ourselves and us dating. I used to be this way. Don't get it twisted. I used to be a messed up individual when it came to that. Why the hell would he date her because of this, 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 and that? Or why the hell? I'm this, I'm that. Guess what? He wasn't for me. Women say, we had this discussion on another live, I'm a homebody. I don't do anything. But men are always dating women that go to the clubs a lot and blah, blah, blah. Well, maybe, just maybe, you're boring. Maybe he doesn't want boring. Some men want boring, but maybe that particular guy doesn't want boring. Why the hell would he date you if you're boring, if he wants to be adventurous and do things? Maybe that's what it is. Maybe you don't do enough for him. Maybe you're not adventurous enough for him. Like, it could be a million things, but you're too focused on her that you're not realizing that maybe it could be you, or maybe it could just be that that man is not for you. That man wants clubbing doesn't mean that she's out here shaking everything. Clubbing is just fun. Stop judging women for going to the club. They want to go to the club to have fun, be around people, do whatever they do. Let them live. You live too, being at home. If you want to be boring, let her be boring is what they call it. That's what they call it. Let them be boring. Let whoever be what they want to be. Quit worrying about what other people are out here doing. Maybe your boring is not for him. Maybe he wants to go out, have fun, go hiking, do things. You say you're a homebody. He's thinking probably, well, she don't want to do that. She wants to stay at home all the time. Have you ever thought about that? No, because we're too busy focused on what other people are doing. When it comes to, well, I wear my natural hair. I'm so natural. I'm natural. She wears weaves. What man wants a woman that wear weaves? He wants a woman that wear weaves. Find you a man who doesn't want a woman that wear weaves. Let's be realistic here. I do both. So either way it goes, I'm okay. If she wants to wear makeup, let her wear makeup. There's nothing wrong with her putting on makeup to be herself, to be who she wants to be. If makeup is her life, that's her. Why are you worried that you have a bare face? You think that you're better because your face is bare? And let's make this clear. I don't wear makeup. I rarely wear makeup. Let's say that. I might put on a little foundation here and there. But let's make this clear. I don't wear makeup. And I mean concealer. I don't wear makeup more. Most of the time you see me, I'm bare face, freckles and all. But that doesn't make me any better than anyone who wears makeup. Why would it? We're all human. That's one of our biggest problems as women, is we're too busy comparing ourselves to everyone else that we're never going to get anywhere. I think men are the same way. We got to stop comparing ourselves to someone else, especially when it comes to the dating world. He just likes her. He doesn't like you. Get over it. You're not for him. I used to be like, well, she's a hood rat or something or other. Well, maybe that's what he likes and he wants to be happy with that. Maybe she brings out something to him that he didn't know existed. We got to stop worrying about who other people date and how they date other people. That is our biggest problem, is worrying about other people. I think the minute that we stop worrying about why he's dating her, why she's dating him, or this, that, and the other, I think we'll be so much better off. I think that's one of our biggest problems with dating. And people say you can't turn another thing I see, people say you can't turn home into a housewife. Just because she's sexually free now doesn't mean that she won't just settle down and fuck you. Don't believe the hype. Women who are sexually free and out here, what y'all call hoeing around, they getting liked. Somebody likes them because they nasty. And he like nasty. He's not worried about what she did in the past. He's worried about what she's doing right now, and that's for him. It may not be for you, but don't. But this whole can't turn a hoe into a housewife, you can turn anyone into a housewife, apparently. It works. But women turn hoes and the husbands every day, B. So the logic doesn't really work. Sex how you want to. Be sexually free. Do you? You're worrying about what everybody else has to say. Do you? Live your life. Sex according to you. Just be safe. That's what I can tell you. Be safe. But I think it's just when it comes to, like I said, the dating world and things, it's just we have to focus on us and quit focusing on everyone else. Because we can't change everyone else, but we can change who we are. Or we can grow to be a better us. We can always fix us. We can't fix anyone else. You are your responsibility. You can't fix anyone else but yourself. I just had to go on that small rant. Because sometimes it's hard to stay on topic. Just because other questions trigger other things. But that's the beauty of this being my show. I get to do that. You know, that's the beauty of it. I get to do what I need to do. So, back to this topic. We got a few more minutes left. Back to this topic of men and the questions. I think that communication is one of our biggest flaws when it comes to any ship, friendships, relationships, situationships, co-workers, anything like that. When it comes to any of these ships, I think that we fail because communication lacks. Communication is important in everything. The fact that these guys even answer these questions, no matter how they answer them, is important because they communicated with women. They gave women different clarity from a man's point of view. We all think differently. All the men on there think, there's some men out there that think differently than them. But they gave women clarity and they communicated. Communication is one of the most important things out there. Without communication, I mean, what do you really have? And I mean effective communication. I'm not saying yelling. I'm a yeller. I agree or not. And my communication sometimes sucks because when I am angry, I yell. If I'm angry enough, my voice raises, of course, a couple of octaves. I already talk loud. I have a big mouth. But my voice raises a couple of octaves, and I talk really fast. Ineffective communication, because guess what? Who's hearing me? Half these people don't understand what I'm saying. I'm not getting anywhere because the person I just had the conversation with was like, what? Ineffective communication, which I'm slowly working on that. But communication is everything in any situation. We have to be willing to... People tell me all the time, and I was horrible at this, listening to respond instead of listening to the logic. A lot of us do that, and when people do that to me, I tend to do it back, which I have to stop doing that. I have to listen to actually catch on to what they're saying instead of listening to respond. Because a lot of people listen to me to respond rather than catch on what I'm saying, but I have to stop throwing it back at them. I have to definitely work on that, listening to actually listen and understand rather than listening to respond. Sometimes I listen to respond. Sometimes I listen to understand. I'm getting there. Because at one point in time, I never listened to understand. I would go understand it later on in my own time, not right now. But I'm learning, slowly but surely. But communication is very important in any situation, no matter what the situation is. Communication is everything. Effective communication, listening, gathering information, and responding after the fact. I think that once we build our communication and relationships, we will get a lot further in life once we take that step and make that communication something. Because communication is our biggest problem in the world, period. Communication. The lack of it, too much, too little. Communication is everything, and we definitely don't do enough of communication. Which is, it's sad, but I hope that we can work, do better at that, especially when you're dealing with the relationship. I think that if more people talked in their relationships, they would get a lot further. If more people opened up and said what they mean, and mean what they say, if they actually express themselves, I think more relationships would last. This is random real quick, just like when it comes to sex. Everyone's not into what you're into when it comes to sex. Having that sexual conversation could save you some time. Someone's not willing to do what you want to do and it's something that can make or break or something that you really want. That could save you some time from dealing with someone. Or, you know, you can deal with that person and see if they're willing to change if it's not something that makes or breaks you. But I think that conversations need to be had. We're not having conversations. We're not getting to know people. We don't know these people that we're dating and dealing with and sexing. We don't know anything. So you get into a relationship, you find out that your partner's into BDSM dungeons and things. Like, deep into BDSM, not the basics. That might scare you away. But if you would have had that conversation, you would have known. People have to start being scared to admit things, you know. I think the conversations, more conversations need to be had. And I think communication needs to be better. But we're running out of time here. I just wanted to do this first podcast. I'll start doing more of these just as responses to some of my videos to give you my point of view. Because Nene does definitely think different. I think the same as a lot of people. But, you know, sometimes my opinions are very unpopular, especially amongst women. They're unpopular sometimes amongst men. The one thing I won't do is I won't change my opinion because someone else doesn't agree. Someone may agree. Someone may not. But I'm not going to change what I'm saying for fear of anyone thinking anything about me. Live your life. Be free. Live life according to you. And thank you so much for tuning into my first official podcast episode of Mimi and Night. You all be safe.